that hurts too.
Mm-hmm. Bad in the wintertime.
Isn't it nice to come into one of those big old black ranges and warm up in the morning?
Man, sure is.
As a kid up in Michigan, when I visited my aunt on the farm, we'd do that.
Uh-huh.
Of course, she'd be up there and be cooking food for her 10 children.
Yeah. And that took food, didn't it?
Oh boy, did it. Just like the army, start cooking early in the morning and then come down at midday to eat.
Yes, sir. It sure was. There were 7 of we children.
Hmm.
But,
oh, what would you call this?
It's a mantle.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And we do intend to put a gas log in that.
Oh.
But Mr. and I are on retirement, and we just kind of waiting, biding our time.
Yeah.
And we do, though, intend to put a gas log in it before too long.
And could you have a fire in this before, or is this just a mantle?
No. It's just a sham mantle.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If this were a fireplace, what would there be in the bottom of the thing?
There would be the andirons, you know, and that's what you lay your wood across on.
Uh-huh.
If you had wood-burning fireplace. And you'd have to have a screen in front of it to keep the fire from popping out on your carpet, you know, and all that kind of thing. They usually put brick the bottom of this, you know, or put marble or something down there so the fire wouldn't get out, you know, and then a screen.
Mm-hmm. What would you put your logs on in there?
The andirons.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And would you put a big piece of wood in there in the back to hold the fire or anything?
Well, I just hardly think so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you was going to bank a fire in there in the wintertime and want to keep it all the time, then you would put a big log in and then smaller logs in it.
Mm-hmm. And what would you use to start your fire? What would you put the match to?
Well, now, my grandmother lived at Cheyenne, Oklahoma, when I was a child, and she did have a wood-burning fireplace. And we started with paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we just put paper underneath, and maybe kerosene sitting around, and if it didn't start right off, we'd dash some kerosene on it. Oh, I didn't do it, but they did.
Mm-hmm. That's call that kerosene when you were a girl?
Coal oil.
Mm-hmm. That's kerosene's the recent term?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coal oil. Mm-hmm. Sure was.
Gee, that Cheyenne is a strange place for me. I wasn't aware of what I was going to see when I went in there to interview. Rolling hills.
Oh, it sure is. My folks live between Cheyenne and Arapahoe down on the river.
That's nice to live on the river.
About 4 years. Oh, it's been longer than that. About 8 years ago, my mother and I and one of my mother's sisters and my little sister went up there. And you know, we just walked all over that whole country where they lived there, and there was where the old well was, where grandmother let her butter and milk down in to keep it, you know. And there was the old half dugout, of course, no top or anything, but there it was, and put down on the creek where she had the garden, and we walked all over that country up there. And there was so many, many things, and my aunt was going with a young man, and his brother was quite a cowboy. And I could actually, I was only about 3 or 4 at that time, but I could see that man riding over that hill as plain as if it is yesterday. But they are rolling hills, all that country up in there is. Mm-hmm. Really is.
Where did the smoke go from your stove?
Outdoors.
Did you have a
pipe on your stove and go right out through the
roof?
What did
you call the pipe? Anything special?
Stove pipe. Mm-hmm. Just stove pipe.
Was that ever called a flue?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't a flue.
The flue is built into the wall.
Mm-hmm. That's a thing that's hand built is a flue.
A lot of mud and sticks.
Yeah.